The Jersey Boys Sports Talk with Victor Orocho and Byron Jones. And here's your host, Victor Orocho.
All righty. That was impressive. How you like that? Uncle Eric, right? Welcome to the show. Welcome to Jersey Boy Sports Talk. Is everybody quiet here? I can't hear you.
Hey,
everybody live.
Happy Thursday. NBA draft night.
Let's get going. So. Welcome. All right, let's go. Live from Miami, Fort Lauderdale and Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Jersey Boy Sports Talk with your host, Byron Jones and Victor Orocho, brought to you by The Sportscast. Today is June 23rd, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to all our channels, to The Sportscast on YouTube, Twitter, Spotify, and iTunes. Hit the notify button on YouTube. You'll be notified right away. You can listen. You can talk to us. You can hit us up on Twitter. If you haven't yet, go to iTunes, the little purple button, podcast, Jersey Boy Sports Talk. You'll be notified. Please leave us a rating and help us out tremendously. And we are live every Thursday at 8 p.m. We are streaming live right now on Facebook and YouTube every Thursday. And we are pretty excited for today's show. I'm sure it's going to get a little bit crazy today, but let's get it going. Mr. Byron Jones, how are you today?
Wonderful. It rained all day, like Florida, kind of sort. Besides that,
is it me or Byron needs some light?
Yeah, a little bit of light, but not much difference from like the usual.
Like you're in like witness protection.
Yeah, a little bit.
Can you put a little light on you, man? Use your flip phone.
I know. I'm trying to hide.
We can't see you.
Whatever.
All right. Well, welcome. How's it getting nice and hot in Philly? No, it doesn't matter. You get sure. Good guess, guys. See you.
Nope.
Do you how's it out there? Is it getting hot still? Hot? No, John.
Nah, it was raining all day today.
It was like 70 today. What? It was beautiful. I mean, except for the rain.
Wow, you guys went from like 90 something to 70.
No, we only had the one day at 90.
Oh, really?
A couple days ago, that was it.
One day.
It's nice here. It's hot. Hope it doesn't rain this weekend. We have I put my house up for sale. You guys know, am I looking for a nice house? Go to Zillow, check it out, put it in the thing. 18532 Northwest 23rd Street, right? Selling it. I want to move to the beach. We got a good show today. We're excited. Welcome our producer and founder of the Sportscast is on with us. He's going to talk a lot about the NBA and other things. He wants to hear some of the debates we got going on. Mr. Santiago Leon, our regular guest, Mr. John Ronenberg, and my fraternity brother out of Pennsylvania. Big Denver.
Delaware again, but all right.
Big Denver Bronco fan, Colorado fan. So we got a few things we got to go talk about. So we're excited today. Byron also hit me up with some pretty good stuff that we want to go over. So I want to get that going right now. But Byron, Santiago, you sent me a clip today. You want to elaborate a little bit on that clip?
The clip, I sent you guys. Was it from two nights ago? Right,
from like a sports talk, coach, an offensive coach.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I was listening to a podcast today from a Pro Football Talk, which some of you guys do listen. Mr. Byron Jones listens to, and the guest host was saying that it's better to select a defensive coach because an offensive coach, if he does well, wait, hold on, I'm trying to think what he said.
You're on the right path.
Yeah, the offensive coordinator will most likely get hired quicker than a defensive coordinator. But I have to retrace my thoughts. Sorry about that.
What do you think about that, Byron?
Which he listened to the clip, I think.
It's kind of true. You know, it's true that if you hired the offensive, a defensive guy, he's going to have to go out and hire an offensive guy. he does as well. In 2 years, he's going to.
Okay. But okay, John, what do you think about that?
I one of the things that you know struck me from that clip was very interesting is that, you know, not only will the offensive coach move on probably a lot quicker, coordinator, but it's also an issue if you're an offensive minded head coach, getting a coach, a coordinator who's going to follow your vision to a T. Sometimes there can be issues there. So at least that's what I took away.
What I take away from it is what I said earlier, right? Is why I want where Joe Caprile, he's not on today. Byron, we had that conversation. Like, it also talked about why Belichick kind of figured it out, right? And they think some of his successes, he knows they're going to go, but he keeps his defense strong, right? And the other thing is, one of my arguments was always like with Daniel Jones, why I wanted a defensive head coach, right? And a hire a great offensive coordinator because he's only focused. Like you guys just said, if he does well, he's going to go somewhere else. But the key is that he's got to do something well, right? I just think that he's not going to meddle in, you know, he's not going to meddle in too much in the offense when you've got a defensive head coach. That's how I look at it. And again, you know, it goes to show that if you do hire a good offensive coordinator, yes, he's going to go. But the pick is in Miami Heat. There's no way. Hold on.
Which, I want to give you guys an update. Paolo Banchero was selected first to the Orlando Magic.
Did the Miami Heat just pick Chet Holmgren?
No, that's the Thunder. Oklahoma City Thunder. Yeah, the Heat don't get selected. He don't select until pick number 27. So
this guy was number two?
Number two, Chet Holmgren from Gonzaga going to Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh, my God. What was he? Was he a freshman?
I'm not 100% sure. Maybe Byron.
Yeah, he's really skinny.
He's a power forward. So.
But what year was he?
Let me double check on that. Two power forwards selected in the first two picks.
So. Yeah, he needs. I just think that you know he's gonna have to put a lot of weight on him. All right, well let's get right into it. Byron, you showed me a lot of good stuff today. Yeah, like Sean Bradley. Yeah, that's true. Nah, this kid can play though. At least he could shoot. Sean Bradley's a little bit
New different. Jersey Nets. Jersey so he Greece. Played for Gonzaga for one season. So he was just a freshman coming out.
Yeah, I don't know how well that kid's gonna do. All right, Byron. So I got here. Tell me what you want. Giants all time teams, top 15 all time 15 NFL or cornerbacks.
Let's start with position defensive backs. Go through defensive backs.
Man, look, I'm gonna get my own dad. All right, go ahead. Let's go. Hey, I will tell you though.
One of us to compile this information. No.
What'd you say? I said, listen to me. I will tell you, the guy I did forget about was Ed Reed. That guy was a player. By the way, shout out to Tony Saragusa and the family.
55 years old.
You know, and who's the young gentleman? Ferguson?
Yeah, Ferguson. Correct.
Ferguson.
Yeah. Does anybody know what happened?
Which there is some rumors that he died in an overdose.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Of what?
I hope not.
Drugs. I would assume.
Drugs.
Wow, man. That means.
I hope.
I'm just saying. Rumored. Guys die of overdoses. It's definitely somebody's giving them something that is laced with something. Because there's no way these guys are professional athletes can take some to overdose that heavy. Unless I don't think he purposely did. I couldn't imagine.
Corner reports is accidental overdose.
All right. So it's either he did a cocktail that just didn't match or they had it like those kids from or those kids from West Point that was laced with fentanyl. That's terrible. So I hate to hear that. Tony Siragusa was a great player. That was a football player, Byron. That guy was tough. Yes. Why are you so quiet, Byron? You want to get into the thing? You don't want to talk about Tony Siragusa yet?
Yeah. I think he had a restaurant in the Parkway on 20, a restaurant up there for years.
What part of Jersey was he from again?
Kenilworth, Byron? Right off the Parkway. Kenilworth,
yeah. New Jersey.
Running around trying
and then he died in Toms River, New Jersey.
Really? What did he die? A heart attack or something? You know?
I heard he died in his sleep.
Yeah. That's terrible. All right. All right, Byron. Let's get into your pieces. I don't know why you did my pieces. You know I was going to do it. So, am I able to share my screen on this, right?
Houston selects Jabari Smith at number 3.
I care about who the Heat picking. That's it. All right. So, how do I share my screen, buddy?
It's probably the 27.
All right, you can share your screen on right below the video. There is a icon, the third icon that says share screen.
Okay, I see that. All righty.
Sorry, guys, we're learning Restream new platform.
Deion fall down on the list.
Oh, bull crap. I got something else that show he's number one. So you guys can say whatever you want. I'm going to show you the info too. Can you see my screen here? What do you see?
No.
I don't see your screen. I don't know if you're doing it right or.
All right, let me try again. All right, it says share screen. Well, this is why we're doing new technology. Share screen, right?
Right.
And you're gonna sell me entire window. Okay. Yeah. Must like this one. I'll hit share. Okay.
And that's the part that I don't understand with Restream is the share screen. I was able to
do it with these guys. You can't see anything?
I cannot see anything.
Okay, I'm going to try here. How about now?
Nope.
Is there more buttons or anything like to share? Or?
All right, the heck with it. All right, let's go. I got to share the screen. We can just talk about it. Go ahead. All right, so I'm going to tell you what you got, Byron. All right, so here I got – you don't even have Deion on the list. Huh?
I separated corners and safeties.
Okay, what you separate?
So you should have Deion, two.
I'll take Deion and Ed Reed over any of those guys anytime. Okay.
So separate them. Cornerback.
Yeah, why don't you go to that site? Tell me who's number one pieces. All right. The only guy who had more the share of the screen's a pain in the butt and it makes no sense.
You're going to have to read it out.
Oh, entire screen, Chrome tab. You guys don't see anything, no?
Don't see anything.
No.
While you guys are reading sharing. Out.
So go ahead, Byron. You have your spreadsheet. So you tell me your piece. I'm gonna tell you mine. I'll give you the research that I did. I'm gonna tell you that I think Ed Reed is up there. Yes, sir.
Well, no. Separated. I separated it. I have the corners first. Yeah. I got right, number go. One is Dick, right, I got Train Lane, Detroit Line. Is one
okay?
I got Rod Woodson, number two.
Mm-hmm. Wait a second. I don't have that.
Deion Sanders. Yeah, clear. Keep looking. I'm going.
Confused. I have ML Tunnell as number one.
Yeah.
Okay. Night Train Two. Mel Woodson. Rod Woodson. I have Deion Sanders as five. That's what you have.
He goes, I shift him down.
Okay. And then you got Mel Blount, Ronnie Lott, Willie Green. See, I don't even agree with this. You don't even have Ed Green here. Ed Green has got to be in the top. I don't. Night Train. I ain't worried about him. What are you basing this on? Huh? I'm sorry.
Ed Reed.
On statistics.
Okay, let's get on the same page first. I separated corner from safety. Let's focus safety. I have Ronnie Lott, number one, safety. I got Beatum, number two. Mm-hmm. I got Paul Krause, who played for the 64, 1968 to 79. I got Ed four, Charles Woodson, five. Steve Atwater, number six. Of course, Denver Colomalo from Pittsburgh Steelers, seven.
How come I have a different one?
Why? Darren Sharper.
You have the safeties, right? We're going on safeties?
I don't know what you're looking at.
Well, because you have top all-time 10 safeties, and then you have 15 cornerbacks. So which one are you going over? I guess you're going safety. So you mentioned Roddy Law.
It's two different. Dude, I separated. That's all I did. You got corners.
Yeah.
Safety.
Got you. Just for the people in the audience, when Byron says he separates it in a spreadsheet,
cornerback,
he actually makes two spreadsheets. He doesn't do tabs. All right. So I'm on safeties, Byron. Drive me crazy.
Who's the number one?
Ronnie Lott. Okay, I like Ronnie Lott. I like Ed Reed. I think he's also up there. Charles Woodson. By the way, I met Steve Atwater. That was the biggest defensive back I've ever met in person in my life.
He's a linebacker.
University of Arkansas.
He's like 6'4", wasn't he? Troy Polamalu. Okay. Yeah, he was a player. Safety. Darren Woodson, yes. Rodney Harrison was good. Okay. All right, so the safeties. I'm good with safeties.
You sure? Right. Didn't you play safety?
Yeah.
I
played safety and corner. Okay. I played safety and corner. I played all of them.
Okay.
Depends on who we were playing against. We were playing against the top receiver, I'd play a corner. We were playing against somebody that had okay receivers, I played safety. So I cover on the corner, I cover in the middle. Didn't matter.
Safety, you covered that.
All right. So, you got the safeties. Go ahead. So now let's go to cornerback. Let's go to cornerbacks. Okay? And I'm going to give you my statistics as you go to your statistics. Go ahead, Byron. Read your statistics.
Go ahead, man. I'm waiting for you.
I can't show it, so it's easy for you to read it so I can do my stuff.
So now, New York Giants, New York for the corner, the number one corner all time is Tom Tunnell from the New York Giants. Well, guess what? Him up as far as an interception and return yards were interceptions, and he returned punts, he returned kickoffs, just like your boy Deion Sanders did. And he held
records. Deion's got the highest
as far as
return. The only one who had more yards than him per game on recovery was Ed Reed. And Ed Reed was a safety. There's no confusion. He didn't tackle. We're not talking about tackling. He said he didn't tackle. Okay. He's okay without tackling. The teams were okay without tackling.
He played.
The issue was he would shut down best receiver on another team. That's it. He's not tackling. Nobody mentioned quarterback.
He played corner the way he played baseball. I'm just going to back up, and maybe I'll get a ball thrown to me. That's my opinion.
Okay. And you're right. It's your opinion. And every poll, they got Woodson ahead of him, and they got Deion number two. Mm-hmm. In the website I just put in the home, go see what they have as number one. Go look at his statistics. Now, I think Ed Reed was a great, but Ed Reed played safety. I forgot he played safety. No, I think Darryl Green was good. All of them you mentioned were good. The most feared guy was Deion Sanders. And they started saying what made him so great in one of the best picks, he's one of, also one of the top number one picks out of all five, was the fact that he didn't even play, he played two sports at the same time. He barely went to eight OTAs. He was playing, literally playing baseball while he was playing football.
So that makes him a,
you don't think that's a
break? Dude, he had 500 tackle career. 500.
He had 30. I don't even think he had 500.
14 years.
Okay.
He paid, but I'm looking at his 500.
But how many interceptions? How many interceptions did he have behind the guy who tackled? How many interceptions did he have?
54 interceptions.
How many yards did he have per touch? How many picks did he have? They got Charles Woodson's number one in this poll. They got Deion Sanders is number one in this poll.
What about Rob Woodson played 17 years?
I can't imagine you talking any quarterback. I mean, I don't understand. Okay, you could, look, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I don't think you can talk to any player or any quarterback who hasn't blatantly said that they had nightmares when they had to go up against Deion Sanders.
I would run the ball with Deion Sanders wherever he was. I would run all day.
I don't disagree with you.
He did not tackle.
The argument made Byron the other day. Go ahead. This is through. Tampa Lately played two less years and had 52 interceptions. So you go. And Champ played another two years. Who knows? He may have, gone in and get the pity interceptions they threw the Deion Sanders at the end of his career. The only reason why we talk about Deion Sanders over Champ Bailey is because Deion Sanders talked about him. That's all he talked about. He didn't talk about his team. He didn't talk about – he only talked about himself.
Now you're being a Capraro. Now you're being personal instead of to the athlete. And that's your that's been your attitude anytime we talk about him. So we're talking about pure skill. He ran a 4.240. He'd cover Rice. He'd cover Michael Irving. Those top receivers would be a nightmare to cover him. Okay, his returns per interception were higher than anyone else. He didn't party. He didn't drink. He didn't do any of that. He was a kickoff return. He scored on kickoff return. He scored on punt returns. He played receiver. I mean, I'll give you the other guys that are pretty good. I still like I said, Ed Reed was one of the guys that I looked at. I go, oh, man, I forgot about Ed Reed. But, I don't judge – you may not like the guy, but it has nothing to do with his skill set.
I don't think he was – I cannot say he was the best corner of all time. I'm sorry. I can't. Good corner, one of the great ones, absolutely. But the best ever, no. I can't put him in that category.
I think I will put him in the top five, if not in the top three of all cornerbacks of all time. Now, I like Lester Hayes.
You said number one last week, though, Vic. You said number one.
Yeah, but then when I did some research, I kind of like Ed Reed, even though he was a safety. You said the top. But if I have to say between Ed Reed and Deion Sanders, where Ed Reed was a safety, then if I had to go to corner, I'm gonna pick Deion Sanders over any of them. That would be me. And Byron, you're right. Hey, they should run the ball at him. They didn't. Why didn't the offensive coordinators do it?
They did.
They got Charles Woodson's good guy. They got him as number one in this poll. They got Deion's number two. Deion still was playing two sports. Woodson was playing one. And hey, let's go look at the stats. What stats are you looking at?
71 interceptions, and he had 17 touchdowns. 1,100. Rob Woodson. Look at Woodson.
71
interceptions, 17 touchdowns.
Deion didn't play 17 years.
Look it up. 1,158 tackles.
He played 14 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Deion had 22 touchdowns. Woodson had 17, which is impressive.
Yeah, combined. Receiving.
Okay. 22 touchdowns.
Receiving. Okay. The one that you're not seeing,
the statistics I had was the only one who had a higher average of yards per touch in when they intercepted the ball. The only one that was higher than him was Ed Reed, and Ed Reed was a safety. When you're a safety, you have a better chance of getting the ball than you do as a corner.
But once again, I go back to what Deion, how he played corner. Here. He played it like a safety. He went back to center field and waited for the ball.
Safeties, dude, really? You played safety, John?
No.
I'm sorry, did you play safety?
No.
So then don't insult the safety when you tell them that a safety goes back and doesn't hit.
No,
you're saying a safety doesn't. Do you know that safeties have as close as many tackles as some of the linebackers? So safety tackles. Steve Atwater didn't tackle. And Reed didn't tackle.
Byron, was I insulting safeties?
You were when you said he played like a safety. That he didn't tackle. Meant, you put safety and not tackle.
Steve Atwater was the greatest.
All right, so you're blasting my guy for the time.
And probably one of the greatest defensive players of all time. But
what'd you say, man?
The way Deion played, he just went back to center field and waited for the ball.
He didn't go safeties
get up in the box.
I like you, John, but you know, if this was one of those episodes, I'd end you because there's no such thing as a quarterback that goes back like a safety. Don't tell me you're gonna talk about a position, and if you please talk about it with at least you know the position. As a cornerback doesn't go back. He's playing man-to-man. That means he's running with the guy.
Okay.
Really? What position did you play, John?
I played receiver.
No way.
Yeah, way. I went to Upsala as a linebacker. They made me a freaking receiver, man. I hated it.
Oh, shit. That's funny. Okay. I would have loved to cover you.
But anyway, you probably would cover me like a blind guy.
You're a giant guy.
We're talking about, look, I always look at about it is in the you can go back all the different statistics. Deion Sanders, I think, was people did not want to throw in his direction. Why they're even throwing in Tyree Diggs' direction, I don't get it. But what I'm saying to you is, John, just the things that you're saying, just they're not adding together for me, right? When you say he just goes back as a safety, a corner cannot play like a safety. It's a totally different position. So that's number one. Number two, then you say like safeties who don't tackle. I mean, they don't.
I agree, but whatever.
I gotta get the numbers. You go. What else do you want to go? I think he's one of the top five, not the top three. That's right. So you said that.
I never said safeties don't tackle.
Emlyn to now.
Yeah, Byron. So we can
had the most return yards in 30 years. Look it up. Ooh. Emlyn to now for the New York Giants. He's laughing all this other stuff, but he played. Hall of Fame cornerback for the New York Giants. Most return yardage for 30 years. 30. At a time when they only played 12 games. He had, 70? Where is it? Mm-hmm. 79 interceptions.
Yeah.
He had the most return yardage.
If you want to go back that far to, the different – it's just different times for me.
It's still the statistics are still in there. He's still ranked. He's number 19. Still overall after he ain't played years. And he's number 19 on the list as far as yardage for him.
Well, the only person when I looked at my statistics that per touch that had more yards per touch when they had the ball was Ed Reed. And again, he played safety. Right? I'm looking up every piece that you guys have, a lot of the guys that you have on here, they got your boy Emlyn Tunnell and cornerback at 14. Mike Haynes, I forgot about him. I like him. Woodson, I like. Ed Reed, they got him at 11. I think they got Paul Krause back in 64. I mean, Jack Tatum, I didn't realize Tatum was safety. Daryl Green, definitely good. Champ Bailey's awesome. Mel Blount, Night Train for, they got Deion at number three. There's no matter what I'm looking at, he's in the top three. So you can do by your next stand. I haven't found the site here. You want me to keep posting them for you?
Boom. Knock yourself. Please.
You know, please.
Go ahead.
Doing a great job.
Whatever.
All right, I'm good. Let's move on. Let's get off of this. This is not be something we're going to settle here.
Go ahead, man.
That's right. I put a position, and I can't imagine anyone in today's football era is going to not put Deion Sanders as one of the top three cornerbacks of all time. You may not have that opinion.
That's one of the top. Don't say, is he number one like in your book, or is he in the top five? Which is it?
That's realistically.
You're saying, is he number one?
For me, he's number one. But I have no proceeding to a Charles Woodson or an Ed Reed safety. I keep saying, I still like Ed Reed. Dick Knight, Train Lane, I don't know.
Well, the safety
I can't
position.
Tell you what the fear. Okay, not a safety position.
All these guys I held records for decades, man. They held records for decades as interceptions and the things they did. They did in the 50s,
60s. I know.
That doesn't matter. But these guys, man, they had records that stood
the test of time. But but in the modern day game, in the modern day game, you know, to shut down a whole side of an offense is difficult. And he was playing think about the receivers he played against. Everyone he played against was Hall of Fame. Tell me the receivers he played against.
Okay. All right. Say in the modern era. When did he play? When did he last play?
Let's move on. I don't want to go into this argument. Huh?
What was his last
season? When was his last season?
You started it.
They still had VCRs back then.
90,000.
He retired in 2005.
He came out of retirement after not playing.
He retired in 2005. He
stole the ball. Okay,
in 2005, he retired.
So I'm for now. In the modern era, right now, the last 15 years, there are way more now. There's a lot of good receivers now, way more than when he played.
Okay. So who would you say is the top quarterback right now?
Michael Irvin, Jerry Rice. The two greatest ever. Well, I go right now, they got a whole bunch of receivers that, you know, are covering. You go three wide and four wide and five or whatever. There's a lot of those receivers.
He only had to cover one.
Okay. Don't worry about the other guys. Don't worry about
it. They didn't have to worry about tackling. His job was get the ball. All right, let's move on because I agree to disagree, but I just, again, I don't like getting to my – all right, Santiago, you got to be quiet. You got any comment?
Yes, you guys did not mention Aqib Talib.
Great corner. Yeah. Absolutely great player. Yeah. I don't think he had the numbers really to get into the conversation.
How about Champ Bailey?
Champ Bailey's up there.
Yeah, okay. Champ's up there.
He did it for long.
Dow Revis is up there.
Yeah, Revis Island.
Yeah, but Revis Island kind of died during the end of his career.
Yes, he should be there.
He peaked early.
Williams is in this one. Ty Law was good. There's a lot of good cornerbacks.
There's one on Google that says Albert Lewis, who played for the Chiefs in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. He was.
How about him?
Okay, go tell me how many times Deion's in the top three.
He's in a couple of the top 10, but he's not consistently in top 10.
All right, let's move on. I agree to disagree.
Move on off to Deion.
He had his own sneaker.
Okay, sure, yes.
Deion talks enough about himself.
Yeah, that's all.
Byron, what do you got here? I have not Jersey Boy talking points. Okay. I don't understand the spreadsheet. Help me out. You got Daniel Jones.
Oh,
Daniel Jones and Eli Lass stats first 3 seasons.
First 3 years.
Okay.
Right.
So Eli didn't play. He only played 7 games his first season. 48%. 1,000. Well, okay. Let's go to the season he played 16 games, right? He had 3,700 yards. Daniel Jones has not had surpassed 3,000 yards yet. His completion rate for Daniel Jones is a lot better.
He did his first year. 64.
I can't go his first year. 3,000 yards. I got to do his 19. I had to do his second and third year. His second and third year. You can't do his first year. Eli played 7 games, half the games. TDs, 24 for 24-18, 24-17. Daniels 24-12, 11-10. No, 11-10, 10-7. I'm going his second and third years, Byron.
So you want to just top it all up. Man, I'm just looking at the whole.
Oh, you're going to the bottom. What do you want to go to? The total? You got the spreadsheet in front of you. Go.
No. You got it too. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I say it, and then you're contradicting me, telling me not to talk. What do you want?
It's on paper, man.
I understand that, but I'm telling you what I'm reading, and you're telling me that's not what you want me to read. Why am I going to compare Eli Manning for 7 games in 2004 versus 13 games for Daniel Jones in 2019? Why would I compare that? You want to go just the totals?
You can do it.
I'm just looking. His second year for Daniel Jones, he had a better completion rate, but he had 11 TDs and 10 interceptions. He was sacked 45 times. He had 10 fumbles. 423 yards rushing. Okay. In Eli's second year, he had 3,700 yards, 52% completion rate, 24 TDs, 17 interceptions, 28 sacks, 9 fumbles versus 10, no 80 yards rushing. That's it. In their third year, all right, Daniel Jones, 64% versus Eli's 57%, 3,200 yards versus 2,400 yards, 24 touchdowns to 18 interceptions, 10 touchdowns to 7 interceptions, but he only played 11 games. He got sacked 22 times. Eli got sacked 25 times, 9 fumbles. No, I can't. Rushing yards, we shouldn't even count. All right. Man, I got to freeze this because I can't see it. Byron, what do you want to show for this comparison? So I'm on the same thing.
I'm doing is just comparing the first 3 years with Daniel, his 62 over 3. Eli's, and as far as Daniel being sacked 105 times and the other guy, not being, him being sacked like 66 times in that 3 year period. So pretty much Daniel back there.
Okay. Yeah. I would agree. But would you at least not agree? I mean, Santiago.
What's up?
In your experience of seeing Eli play, would you not agree that? Did you not see a lot of his interceptions coming from tip balls?
I am the bag. I'm probably the wrong person to answer that question. John? I did not follow Eli closely in his prime of his career. But John did, probably.
Sorry, no. I was following his brother.
No, that's true. He's made it. Byron, you don't think that Eli had a lot of interceptions that were off of tip balls?
I will say this. I think that when it came to and even Peyton has said this, pure talent, Eli was the man. He was, and Peyton has said Eli was better than me. The only thing that Eli didn't do was study. So, but I think that Eli was a really good quarterback, I don't think Daniel Jones is going to, and sorry, Byron, I know you want him to be a superstar. I don't think he's going to, you know, have the kind of career.
Just a star. I'll take that.
Okay. Not superstar, just star.
I don't think I would consider. I'll be straight up. I won't consider Eli a superstar.
I never said. I didn't say he was. This is a great
point. I didn't. I wasn't saying. I'm just making a comment. I'm not directing it at you. I'm just making a comment. I wouldn't consider him a star, but I have my heart for Eli is always going to be there because when it counted, he played the best.
Yeah. Against New England. Against New England. And when New England wins,
two MVPs. You cannot take that away from a guy. I mean, Doug Williams, he didn't do anything. But when it counted, he was the MVP.
It counted.
Yeah. Let's not talk about that game.
Yeah. I'm just saying. That's the bottom line. The only guy that I don't really give too much credit to for being AMV is Deion Branch. Now,
Timmy Smith. Anyway,
yeah, Deion Branch. I don't know why they would have given it to him. Byron, you also have here. You have more guys. Kyler Murray. What are your thoughts there? His completion rate is pretty high.
Because I just put them on there because they were drafted the same. Daniel was Kyler one, and then Drew Lock was the other quarterback, and then.
Isn't that John's favorite player, Drew
Lock? Bye, Drew.
Wasn't that John's favorite player, Drew Lock? Dude, the guy had 25 touchdowns and 20 interceptions.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray has 70 touchdowns versus 34 interceptions.
Yep. I'll take Kyler, little fella.
Yep.
He got 1,700 rushing yards.
Yeah.
20 rushing touchdowns.
It's because he runs underneath this guy's legs. You know, you can't catch him. He's only, 3'6" or something like that?
Byron has Defensive Rookie of the Year prospects, 2022. He's got Aiden Hutchinson, edge rusher from Detroit, Kevon Thibodeau from the Giants, who I like to see, Trayvon Walker, edge rusher from Jacksonville. That's interesting. Jermaine Johnson, edge rusher from New York Jets. Nakobe Dean from the Philadelphia Eagles. So you got two AFC, NFC guys. Let me ask you a question, though, Byron. These teams that you have here as rookie of the years, these edge rushers, do you add to anything to the fact that all those teams are terrible? Does that help them, hurt them, what? Because they're always playing from behind, right? So you would think that it shouldn't help them because the teams don't have to throw, but it's a growing league. I'm just wondering.
You figure if you're out there in the field a lot, you can play a lot if you're out there in the field playing defense constantly.
The only guy I would say that is legit.
The Queen is going to come in with a chip on his shoulder because he's taking so long.
The kid from the Eagles is really the only one with a chance to do something. He's going to an actually not a bad team. Yeah.
The kid from the Eagles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if Thibodeau's is what they're saying he's up to, you know, according to what we're reading. And, Brian, when you brought this up, that the defense, they're coming after the offense heavily now. I mean, he's blitzing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that frees him up. And we got some pretty good defensive players. Our defensive backs are a little bit weak, but our defensive line is pretty good.
Yeah.
What's that, Byron?
Yes, they are.
Repeat that. Yes, they
are. Who do you think is going to be the best one?
Thibodeau.
Has it ever been a giant? I think the Giants, the Eagles – the Jets, right? Giants, Eagles, and Jets of the five teams that you selected there, they all had guys that were phenomenal on defense. Who can you guys name from Detroit or Jacksonville that defensively you would say from a line or an edge rusher that you could remember?
Detroit has a defense?
That answers John's question. Byron?
Allen for Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah.
Jacksonville has Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't remember too many. You know, the Giants have had great defensive linemen or linebackers. You know that. Philadelphia's had some good linebackers. The Jets have had good linebackers and have good defensive ends. I just haven't really heard too much from Detroit and Jacksonville. Santiago?
Pass.
Oh my God. Don't sleep on Detroit.
NFL beast.
Yeah, it, you know, and that's the thing about, and I'm with Byron on that. Detroit, that's one of the teams I would love to see on do anything. You know,
yeah, they got talent though.
They do, and
but a quarterback.
I don't trust them. My feeling with Daniel Jones, it goes back to things. Just my gut feeling. I just feel like there's times that I thought they were going to be great when they had these, like, you know, the quarterback. Every time I think that they had the pieces.
Yep.
It doesn't seem to work.
Click, you know, with Calvin.
And I'm talking about from a coach to players to quarterbacks to running backs.
They hire Matt Patricia as coach.
I'm just saying, it just seems to always something goes wrong there.
Yeah. It goes back to, you know, always want to see Barry Sanders do something. And Barry Sanders.
Sorry, Byron.
Go ahead, Byron.
Byron, we can't hear you. You're like saying something.
Yeah, and likes to bite kneecaps.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
I don't know. For some reason, once I don't have a trust for a team, I don't have a trust for a team. I don't feel like they're going to go any further. It's no different than our conversation with Marty Schottenheimer last week, right? That guy would always. I don't think he can ever get past the AFC Championship.
Byron got to bring up the knee biters.
but he got there because of Joe Montana.
Yeah, that's what he said. Well, no. He also got there because of Vinny Testaverde when he was with Cleveland.
Yeah, and he also didn't he get there? Schottenheimer get there with the was he with Los Angeles too?
No, San Diego.
San Diego Chargers.
Yeah, I don't think he made it though. I don't think they made it to the
Chargers. You don't think he got that far?
I don't think he got that far, no.
But he did make it to the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
So he kept getting there, but just couldn't do anything.
He ran into a guy in number 7, and it just kind of ruined his day, you know, so.
Interesting. NBA champions, Brian. Okay, so, well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with just the NFC East, right? Anything happening with Jerry Jones? Seems to be a little – everything's still quiet. Everything is quiet right now.
They got fined because they overpracticed. I think it was last week. They fined Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys because they were hitting too much in practice.
Interesting. All right, so that's fine. $100,000
they got fined.
And by the way, so Byron, I'm listening to First Take this morning, and I can swear they were listening to our show because they were saying exactly what you were saying. They were saying what you were saying. They were saying what you predicted, but it was all in the same relevant, kind of dialogue where
umbrella.
Yeah, under the umbrella. Oh, Snyder. Like, they're like, what is going on? Like, you know, they were like, how is it the owners are accepting this? Right? And you mentioned that, didn't you? You had mentioned the owner ain't going to go against them.
Byron's extra quiet.
I'm not gonna say good old boy thing.
Huh? It is good old boys. What'd you say? I'll say it.
No, you
and
can't.
Then
say boy. They say something else. That doesn't. Say
right. Okay. All right. So then, there's a fraternity. Let's say there's a fraternity internally in there
NFL fraternity.
The owners fraternity, right?
They don't want to.
And then Stephen A. Smith brought up some good points. He was on the committee for like every committee he was on was money related. He was on the sports betting. He was on some like two or three other committees that were all related to money. As if the guy didn't have enough money at 34 when he had billions of dollars. And meanwhile, he was skimming, and he was hurting his own owners. I don't understand still why they have not gone against them.
$5 million.
Probably because they got their own skeletons they're trying to hide.
Oh, that's the other thing they said. Why aren't they investigating the other owners?
There's other skeletons and other closets we don't even know
they
about.
They probably would only have two owners.
Yeah. I don't want to know what's in
emails.
Yeah.
That was only Redskins, right?
Yeah.
That's not all the other 28. You probably got to multiply 650,000 by 28, no?
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't want to know what's in Al Davis's kid's closet, so let's not go there.
All right.
By the way, Victor, the First Take producers do listen to the show, so
the First Take, yeah. Well, anyhow, they were mentioning the same things that they don't understand, like what, like he just didn't show up for the meeting, and Goodell was like, "I can't do anything." You know. All right, let's talk a little bit about what you about that Golden State Warriors, Byron. What happened to seven? Boston is seven, baby.
I never said that. I don't know what you're talking about. I picked Golden State the whole while, man.
Oh my God!
Every single time.
He died. Byron! Byron, it's recorded!
What?
It's recorded!
I don't care if it's recorded.
Good job of finding these recordings and pulling them right back up. Byron said it was going seven games every single time, and you picked Boston. The Golden State has every championship they won. They've won in six.
Oh, man.
Prove that I said that.
I'm going to prove it.
Hey, Golden State. Of course, Brian also said Tampa in six, too. But
okay. But, hey, listen, I'm happy for the Warriors. What did you think about the Warriors game, man, for Santiago's?
Great finish. I thought the Celtics were going to tie it up or somewhere, but the Warriors had a strong finish. Steph Curry, he showed me that, you know, he was the leader of this organization. Strong finish. Win on the road is really tough, but he did it in six games. Unbelievable. Four championships. I think someone mentioned his network.
Six games, by the way.
Six games. Yeah, they didn't take it to, you know, all the way to seven games. But I think they got one more in them at least. Maybe two more, but we'll see.
They do you know that they were like, 2 years ago, they won 15 games.
I know. They were like the worst team in the NBA at the time.
To go from the worst to first is amazing, number one. Number two, I'm happy for Clay. Steve Kerr, they're ranking him up. Wiggins played a game. Kerr thinks they're going to win several more. I'll tell you what. I think they have one more in them, but I think they can win more if Kerr stays on as a coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, there's no other way.
That's my belief.
Kerr stays healthy.
Well, no, I think they got the young ones that are coming. You know, like he's developed Wiggs. Some good people. They're building their own team. A lot of those guys are drafted or undrafted. I mean,
yeah, but I think if Curry leaves, I think that
Curry's not going to leave.
I mean, if he leaves, let's just say
he's got a couple more years.
They'd have to wheel Curry out on a stretcher to get him.
What do you think about KD's decision, Byron?
Which decision? He hasn't made one. Either he's going to stay, he's going to go.
No, the decision, just decision in general, like
New Jersey guy.
The decision to
Kyrie. Leave Golden State.
The decision, one, to leave Golden State. Two, he's being abandoned. I mean, Kyrie Irving may leave.
Oh,
yeah.
You got Harden that went there and left. I mean, like, something's wrong. It goes back to you got superstar players that just don't seem to be able to mesh right with other players.
Not gelling. Is it Kyrie? Is it the players? Is it the organization? Is it the coach?
Is it KD?
Is it KD?
It's a lot of people.
Kyrie is – yeah, but how many games did Kyrie miss because of the COVID thing? You know, not get the shot. There's a lot of games he missed, you know, where he couldn't play.
Right, but there was also games he just didn't show up to because he didn't want to play, though. Huh? You're right. No, there's no doubt. But he also didn't show up because he didn't want to show up. Yeah, but he also didn't show up because he didn't want to. I don't like. I think Kyrie's a great player. I don't like Kyrie. I don't think he's good for any team. I don't think he'll win a chip again.
He just won one chip with LeBron in Cleveland. That's it.
That's it.
So
yeah, I don't think he'll do anything. I think. What do you think about John? I know. I don't know how much basketball you like, but I mean, that, I think that's a.
It's hockey season.
It's a disaster. We'll get to hockey right now, I just think that you know it's a problem. I think Kyrie's a problem. I think what's his name? They're all Lakers.
Yeah. Hey, can you guys hear me? Because I'm having weird connection issues.
Yeah. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. All right. You know, I don't really follow basketball that much. I do agree that Steve Kerr is probably one of the best coach in the game right now. And that's only because I'm an old Chicago Bulls fan. So I'll always cheer for one of the old Bulls. I really don't have an opinion either way. I just, you know, I would like to see the Celtics win. But I'm not disappointed, Golden State, you know. So, hey, whatever.
It's hockey season still, man. I'm sorry. I think they're a piece away. I think they're a good team. They're young. They're super young.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to your hockey. What do you got going on? What do we have left in the hockey?
We have games. Well, let's see. We're going back to Denver tomorrow night. Denver or Colorado wins. That's the cup. It's back home. The problem is that, and I noticed this last couple games. The Tampa Bay coach, he's that kid that always snitched on you in school. Oh, you were a centimeter over the blue line. No, that should have been a goal. And then last night,
you don't know Tom Picariello. Tom Picariello is my big brother.
I know Tom.
Pick was like
I know Tom.
Pick was like yeah. that.
And then last night when Kadri scored that goal in overtime.
It was great when he was on your side. Go ahead. I'm
sorry. Yeah, exactly. But Nathan MacKinnon was – okay, there's a rule where it's not counted as too many men on the off. If a guy is coming off and he's 5 feet away from the bench, he is no longer considered on the ice. But, of course, John Cooper said, no, they had six men on the ice, even though he knows well enough the rules that – you're 5 feet away, you are not considered on the ice. So he's just that whiny little kid that, you know, that ratted on you, always want to punch. And I never made a prediction, and I still stand by that. I want my Avalanche to win. Okay, last night that goal in overtime was I don't know if you guys saw the goal.
Pivotal.
He popped it. It was in the net so quick. They couldn't find it. It was actually in the top back of the net. And one of the Avalanche defensemen had to come over and point to it to the referee so they could say it was a goal because they didn't know where it was. Kadri just flipped it so quick, and it was in there so fast. But, no, it was a great game. I enjoyed it. Still not putting any of my Avalanche gear on until they win the Stanley Cup because I'm superstitious. I like where they are, you know, and if it goes – as Byron predicted, six games. I hope it doesn't. But if it does, it means we win it in Tampa. Of course, Byron also had Tampa first, and then this morning all of a sudden he's an Avs fan. So you're the bandwagon, you're allowed to be on, Byron. I say welcome.
Do you welcome Victor? He's in already a couple bandwagons.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about Victor. If you mention anything bad against Tampa Bay, he gets kind of, you know,
no, I don't have anything bad.
I'm busting your chops, Vic.
Victor has no allegiance with Tampa.
Except for Tom Brady. Anyway.
All of a sudden, it happened 2 years ago. And
Vic, I'm just busting your chops, dude. I'm just busting your chops, Vic. You know, if you want to jump on the bandwagon, you're more than welcome to. Are we going to talk about Gronk real quick or no?
Let's go for it. Byron chickened out last week.
He retired yesterday at 33 years old.
He'll be back.
Someone predicted it last show.
What did you say, John? John, what did you say? Okay, Santiago, what did I tell you?
He'll be back.
I told him the same thing, and I still say it. Byron told me last week it was a sucker's bet. When I told him he's coming back, it's a sucker's bet. But he was quick.
It was a sucker's bet.
You were quick to pump it. You retired. I tried to bet you for a good cause. It wasn't like
you were home with Tom Brady. You knew what Gronkowski was getting ready to do. Why would I bet if you already talked to Tom Brady about it? Absolutely.
We know he has Tom on speed dial too. No. It's like number five in his contract.
Yeah, what's not get rated?
Santiago, how do you put these our sports casts in YouTube? I don't even know how to go by date. I can't tell which was last week's show.
Last week's episode?
Yeah.
It's by playlist. So you go to the channel, then go to
playlist. I'm in the channel.
And then go to Jersey Boys.
I'm in Jersey Boys Sports Talk.
And then everything should be ordered by last from like recent to.
It says number one. Is number one the newest or the oldest?
The newest. Let me double check. But pretty excited about Gronk and his future. He's going to do more commercials, right, Byron?
It's his future with the Bucks. Yeah.
A whole bunch of people see him. He'll be playing.
Him and Antonio Brown are going to like sign with the same team.
Antonio Brown.
No. Stick a fork in him. He's finished.
Which I heard he's not going to play. He said he's not going to play next season. So
he can't. Nobody's going to take him.
I just saw a meme.
Byron, did you say he was going to play in the XFL or something?
That's his only choice.
I don't think
the Rocks the XFL, the CFL, the USFL. Yeah, Diego,
how do I find?
Yeah, let me get to it right now. I'm getting to it right now.
There's like no sense of order here.
Hey, calm down.
You know I got Byron picking Boston.
Was it from last week, right?
Yeah.
Did we talk about it last week?
Yeah, of course.
I honestly don't remember, but then again, apple juice hits.
What?
That's why you remember Byron.
It's a bet right now.
Seven.
I don't know what you're talking.
That's why you were saying what you're talking about, Byron.
Okay, I forgot to put last week's video into the playlist.
Right. Oh, great. Now we don't have Byron. Byron must have helped you. Byron must have helped you speak about that. I still think Gronk is going to come back. I just think that he's tired of people asking him, and he just figured, let me retire, and then once the season comes, I'm going to just come back in and skip all that stuff. Byron, you even said it. OTAs, preseason, that thing is a pain. Yes?
But – they pulled up a list. They sure of like a list of all the injuries this guy's had. He has a ton of them. He has a lot. It was like two pages of injuries through the years. So
almost like
he's
Kobe
taking time off. You'll see him in November. Yeah, you'll see him in November. He'll play then, and you know whatever.
That's true. He doesn't come back. He doesn't.
Fuck his bet.
He doesn't have to come back on like in like August. He could come back in November if he wanted to.
Yeah.
Right.
And doesn't Tampa Bay still hold his rights?
I would
think so. And then he would have to sign the retirement papers if he's being for real. Okay, so let me.
Hey guys, I got to jump off.
To wrap this up right now, I just was trying to see if I could find my boy.
Freedom and security are precious gifts that we as Americans.
I see.
There we go. Guys, I will talk to you next week. Have a good week, everybody.
Good to see you, John. Go Avalanche. Avalanche 6.
I'm going to end this. Byron, can you get some light?
Byron needs to get some light from Amazon.
I feel like I'm talking to somebody who's undercover. There you go. That's all
I'm in law enforcement for years, man. It's always, undercover.
It's like you're undercover. It's your muffled voice. All right, hold
undercover,
on a second.
Undercover, Byron.
We gotta make sure we do our thing right. I'm looking for it, Santiago.
Which last week you guys didn't read the Gary Sinise show. I mean, like the.
Yeah, we did last week.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, that's what we were trying to bet. I can't find that ending video like you showed me.
Well, I could pull it up later on after the show.
Here we go. I got it now. All right. So let me finish this up. And this is the bet that me and Byron, he didn't want to go since we wanted to sponsor the team. GarySinisFoundation.org. Okay. It's for first responders and it's for our military. And he's a great quote. And I'm going to give it to you right now. Freedom, security, are precious gifts that we as Americans should never take for granted. We must do... My computer's going crazy. We should do all the things. We must do all we can to extend a hand in times of needs to those who willingly sacrifice each day to provide that freedom and security. While we can never do enough to show gratitude to our nation's defenders, we can always do a little bit more. Gary Sinise. That's the Gary Sinise Foundation. Please help out our police and our first responders. Remember, join us next Thursday at 8 p.m. We'll be a little bit more organized. And again, looking forward to the season. We're going to be on Restream. So, Byron, you get you comfortable with Restream now? I'll figure out how to share the screen so we can
use the rich. I have to ask Aaron, because Aaron does the really nicely. So
yeah, and I did it when we were doing the shows too. So next Thursday at 8 p.m., please try to follow us and get our sportscast down. So we all have a good night. God bless Byron. Peace. Rest in peace, Siragusa. And Jefferson and to the families. We lost a lot of NFL players this year.
John Madden.
It was a rough year for the NFL. All right. Good night, gentlemen. Hold on a second.